Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on token smuggling, the attack that makes your carefully crafted content filters completely useless. If you've ever wondered why regex-based blocklists keep failing against LLM prompt injection, this is your answer. We're covering the full kill chain, from Unicode confusables to zero-width character injection, plus the architectural reason why this problem isn't going away anytime soon. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Token smuggling emerged from the collision of two research threads, adversarial machine learning and the peculiarities of subword tokenization. The foundational vulnerability was implicit in the original BPE, byte pair encoding, paper by Senrich et al. 2016, though nobody was thinking about security at the time. The attack crystallized when researchers at ETH Zurich demonstrated that Unicode normalization inconsistencies could bypass content filters in 2023. The root cause is architectural. LLMs don't see text, they see tokens. Every input passes through a tokenizer that converts strings into integer sequences before the model processes them. This creates a semantic gap. Content filters typically operate on raw text, pre-tokenization. The model operates on tokens, post-tokenization. Attackers exploit representations that look benign as text but reconstruct malicious instructions as tokens. Key techniques include exploiting Unicode confusables, Cyrillic A versus Latin A, zero-width characters, token boundary manipulation, and homoglyph substitution. The solid gold Magikarp phenomenon revealed that certain tokens have bizarre, exploitable behaviors because of training data artifacts. The trust model failure is clear. We build filters assuming textual equivalence maps to semantic equivalence. Tokenizers violate this assumption constantly. Here's my take on this. Your content filter sees hello, the tokenizer might see H, L, O or 50 other decompositions. That gap is where attacks live. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Token smuggling has moved from research curiosity to active exploitation. Microsoft Copilot Unicode Bypass, 2024. Security researcher Johan Reberger demonstrated that invisible Unicode characters could smuggle instructions past Copilot's safety filters, causing it to exfiltrate sensitive data. Microsoft acknowledged and patched the vulnerability. The attack used Unicode tag characters, U plus E0000 range, invisible to humans but processed by the tokenizer. GPT-4 token boundary exploitation, 2023. Researchers at Robust Intelligence published findings showing that strategically placed spaces and special characters could split blocklisted words across token boundaries, bypassing OpenAI's content moderation. The paper ignore this title and hack a prompt documented systematic exploitation. Lakra Gandalf CTF findings, 2023-2024, the public Gandalf challenge collected thousands of successful prompt injections, with token smuggling variants comprising approximately 15% of successful bypasses at higher levels. Publicly documented techniques included Base64 fragments that reconstructed across tokens. AWS Bedrock Filter Bypass, 2025, Bug Bounty researcher disclosed that combining RTL override characters with homoglyphs could bypass Bedrock's guardrails. AWS issued a security bulletin and updated their filtering logic. Here's my take on this. The Copilot attack is the one that should terrify architects. Invisible characters carrying full payloads through comprehensive content filtering. Your users can't even see what's attacking them. Realistic attack walkthrough. You're authorized to pentest an enterprise LLM application with input filtering. Here's how to systematically test for token smuggling vulnerabilities. Phase 1, reconnaissance. First, identify the tokenizer. Most deployments use TikToken, OpenAI, Sentence Piece, Google, or Hugging Face tokenizers. Probe the API with distinctive strings and observe error messages or behavioral patterns. Phase 2, payload generation. Generate smuggled variants of blocked phrases using multiple techniques. Phase 3, filter bypass testing. Systematically test each variant against the target. Phase 4, verification and evidence collection. Document successful bypasses with 1. Exact payload bytes, use, 2. Filter behavior, blocked versus passed, 3. Model response demonstrating instruction following, 4. Screenshots of the invisible characters rendered in a hex editor. Here's my take on this. Always capture payloads as byte sequences, not rendered text. When you write this invisible character bypass the filter, your report reader needs to reproduce it exactly. Defense playbook. Detection. Log and alert on. Unicode categories outside expected ranges, use. Zero width characters, U+200B, U+200F, U+FF, U+2060. Mixed script strings, Latin plus Cyrillic in same input. High token to character ratios, indicates unusual tokenization. Prevention. Implement defense in depth aligned with OWASP LLM Top 10, LLM 01, Prompt Injection, and MITRE ATLAS AML. T0051, LLM Prompt Injection. Normalize before filtering, apply NFKC Unicode normalization, then filter, then pass to tokenizer. Post-tokenization filtering, recheck token sequences against blocked patterns after tokenization. Allow list characters, for constrained applications, reject inputs with unexpected Unicode blocks. Validation. Run the attack playbook above monthly. Your CI/CD pipeline should include token smuggling test cases from tools like Garrick. Here's my take on this. Move your content filter after the tokenizer, not before. If your filter can't see what the model sees, you've already lost. Top 3 vendors for protection. LakeRegard. LakeRegard product specifically addresses token smuggling through multi-layer input analysis that operates both pre- and post-tokenization. Key capabilities include real-time Unicode normalization, homoglyph detection, and zero-width character stripping before classification. Ideal for API gateway deployment with sub-50 millisecond latency requirements. Limitation: effectiveness varies by tokenizer, best results with OpenAI models, less tested coverage for custom fine-tuned deployments. Robust intelligence. Rhyme. Rhyme's continuous validation platform includes automated token smuggling detection in their AI firewall module. The platform maintains an updated library of known smuggling patterns and generates novel variants using their own red team models. Strong enterprise integration with SIEM export. Limitation: requires significant configuration for non-standard tokenizers. Pricing model favors large deployments. Microsoft Azure AI Content Safety. Azure's Content Safety Service added Unicode attack detection following the Copilot incidents. Native integration with Azure OpenAI service means filtering happens at the tokenization-aware layer. Includes prompt shield specifically for indirect injection via smuggled content. Limitation: Azure ecosystem lock-in, less flexible for multi-cloud or self-hosted model deployments. Here's my take on this. Laker is the most mature for pure token smuggling defense. The others are catching up fast, but I'd still want to run my own validation. Vendor claims in this space are about 18 months ahead of actual capability. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Root vulnerability: content filters operate on text while models operate on tokens. This semantic gap enables smuggling attacks that are invisible to traditional security controls. Takeaway 2. The Microsoft Copilot Unicode bypass demonstrated production-grade exploitation using invisible characters, forcing a major vendor patch cycle. Takeaway 3. Effective testing requires generating payloads with confusables, zero-width characters, and boundary manipulation, then verifying filter bypass with exact byte-level documentation. Takeaway 4. Defense requires post-tokenization filtering and NFKC normalization before any content analysis. Maps to OWASP LLM 01 and MITRE ATLAS AML. T0051. Takeaway 5. LakeRegard currently offers the most mature token-aware filtering, but validate vendor claims with your own smuggling test suite. That's the deep dive on token smuggling. Remember, your filter sees text, the model sees tokens, and attackers live in that gap. If you're not testing for this in your LLM assessments, you're missing one of the most reliable bypass techniques in the current threat landscape. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com, that's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.